Good evening, this is Brent Anderson, the principal of Newbridge Middle School, with our weekly update for the week of Tuesday, September 4th, 2007. Hope that everybody's had a wonderful, restful weekend. Nothing like a three-day weekend to get ready for the week. I want to thank everyone again for a wonderful opening to school, from our opening faculty meeting to our orientation to the first days with kids. It's all been wonderful and has gone very smoothly. I've talked to a number of other principals over the past week and they all said the same thing. And we were all looking for wood to knock on when we were talking about that. Here's what we have on tap for the week. On Tuesday, September 4th, we've got a bus lesson for Academic Advantage, our afternoon AA, scheduled. That will be attached to the email version of the weekly update, so please be sure to check that out. And we'll be conducting that lesson with our kids on Tuesday afternoon during Academic Advantage. Wednesday is September 5th. We have faculty meeting scheduled for 3:30 in the MPMS Media Center. We need all staff to attend the beginning of that, and after a short introduction and some other things, we will take a break and begin and work with the instructional staff. There'll be more about that in just a minute. Thursday, September 6th, no scheduled events. Friday, September 7th, we have our Fun Run kickoff scheduled for 2:45 in the Newbridge Middle School gym. I've got substitute teacher interviews that morning. Ms. Sturkey will be on campus, and we'll be getting everything ready for the Fun Run kickoff. In other news, we're going to be starting classroom walkthroughs on Tuesday. We mentioned this last year and talked to staff a little bit about this at the beginning of the year last year. And if you see Beth or I come in with our PDAs, my Palm Pilot or her Dell Axum she's got, don't freak out. It's not an observation. We're just collecting data that we're going to be sharing with the staff about instructional practices around the school that we're going to use to tie into our strategic planning and help us with our instructional presentations and instructional strategies that we'll be working on for the kids. Second thing, be sure to keep talking about our Bears Have Pride with the students. We've not done as an in-depth a study as we did last year, but we still want to hit it hard with the kids. Just remember, when we talk about Bears Have Pride, be prepared. E, everyone shows respect. A, attitude matters. R, remember responsibilities. S, safety first. And our pride, personal responsibility and dynamic education. We will begin our book study on Tuesday, September 11th. That's Tuesday of next week, 1 week from Tuesday of this week. We'll be starting it then. We have some permission slips that need to go home, especially for our 8th grade students, regarding the book and some of the topics that are covered in there. The lessons, the books, and information sheets for parents will all be distributed during this coming week, the week of the 3rd here. With 8th grade especially, like I said, there will be the need to send home a permission slip, and some of the information covered in the book, which we will not be covering with the kids, needs some explanation so the parents know what it is exactly that we're doing and how that's going to work. If you have not seen Kathy to get your parking tag, please do so on Tuesday. More than half of the staff does not have a tag. This is a countywide safety initiative, and all staff are required to have them displayed in their vehicles when they are parked on campus. So please be sure to do that. And Officer Davis said you don't want your car towed, so please be sure to see Kathy to get your parking tags. Individual growth plans, or IGPs, will be online in the MBMS public folders section. It's in the forms folders, MBMS forms. All staff will be working on our writing across the curriculum goal this year, and you can add another goal if you'd like. All beginning teachers have to have two goals, and writing across the curriculum counts as one. So we'll be talking with you through Ms. Rossage some more about that as we go through. Important information for everybody concerning expectations for faculty meetings. The instructional staff, all instructional staff, are expected to attend our monthly staff meetings. Coaches, anything for academic or athletic teams, you need to make appropriate arrangements for practices on these days. We only have staff meetings once a month. We have some heavy-duty instructional work to do during these meetings, so it's of the utmost importance so that we can all be there and get everything done that we need to get taken care of during those meetings. We will try not to waste your time, and we know that you have a lot of things to do, but the things that we'll be talking about, what we'll be working on at our instructional meetings each month, will be important to the strategic planning that we've been working on for the school. One other note with faculty meetings. At Wednesday's staff meeting, we'll be conducting an activity demonstrating a classroom strategy called Philosophical Chairs. In preparation for our meeting, please read the attached article prior to Wednesday. The article that I'd like you to take a look at is called The Case Against Zero, and it's one that we're going to kick around and do the Philosophical Chairs activity with. It's an interesting article, so that is attached to the email version of the weekly update as well. And finally, we get to our kudos. This one came from one of our beginning teachers. It says, kudos to our beginning teacher mentors, and she says, especially mine, Jennifer Sullivan, who juggle their full plates and are still there for the newbies. So thanks to all of our beginning teacher mentors. Also, kudos to our custodial staff for all of their hard work getting everything ready, set up, and looking good. We've gotten a lot of comments on the campus. Things are looking good. We've been in talks with the maintenance department to get some things taken care of outside, get some more sod, especially in the courtyard area in the back, and get that looking a lot better than it is right now. And I'd like to give a special kudo to Corey and Ron for moving all of our Christmas paper. Thanks, guys. That was a lot of work, and it was a great thing for the teachers, and I appreciate you guys moving that stuff around. Want to give kudos also to Barbara Edwards for decorating our bus board out by the gym. If you haven't seen it, it is a very nice-looking item that we put up and decorated so that we can get the kids knowing which buses are here, which are on campus, and which ones are running late in the afternoons. It's been a real lifesaver for us. No kids mobbing us saying, is my bus here? Is my bus here? Where's my bus? Is my bus here? So it's been easy to point to the thing, and I think we've just about got all the kids trained to take a look at the bus board when they come out there. And finally, kudos to Crystal Tindall for doing a great job and putting up with Joey here at the beginning of Princess's maternity leave. Crystal, like many of you know, is filling in for Princess while she is out on maternity leave and has done a great job working with Joey. She stepped right in, and kids haven't missed a beat. Everything has gone really smoothly as we've made that transition into that maternity leave. This is, like I said, the podcast version of the weekly update. Put a note at the end of the weekly update email edition so you can find out where to get the podcast. If you're listening to it, you've already found it. It is at banderson1.podomatic.com, or you can also search for it through iTunes. We've got a link there as well. Just go to the iTunes store page and search for the Bear, B-E-A-R, Facts, and it will take you to a link that you can subscribe even to the podcast and get this every week downloaded to your computer through iTunes. I hope that each of you has a wonderful week, and Beth and I, like I said, will be around in the classrooms on Tuesday to start working on our walkthroughs, checking out lesson plans, and we'll also be starting formal observations within the next week or so. We're waiting on final evaluation rosters from the HR department, and we'll be getting those started up pretty soon. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast of the weekly update for the week of September 4th, Tuesday, September 4th, 2007. We're going to continue to do these and try to do the update each week via podcast as well as the email version. So hopefully we can start to develop some of those 21st century skills and maybe even get some of you doing podcasts. We're working with some of the kids to get those done, and it's real fun and easy to do. So until we see you in the classrooms, just remember that this is Newbridge Middle School, and at Newbridge Middle School, Bears have pride. Grrr.